Looking for some positive economic news? Stay tuned.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Our regular Friday morning economist tells us things were not as bad this week as they seemed. But while you wait for that, you're still going to have to listen to the sad music. Where's Wall Street? The stock slide of the last couple of weeks continues this morning with the Dow Industrials down 77 points at 10,194. That's a drop of about 0.75%. The NASDAQ is down 0.2%, and the S&P 500 is off 0.8%. Here's a bright spot. The jam maker, Smucker's, said this morning that shoppers also bought more peanut butter and coffee and a bunch of stuff. Profits rose a little, and Smucker's stock is up 1.5%. Okay, as promised, Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial is here live from New York. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So stocks have tumbled again this week. The general vibe is downbeat. But you said the gloom is a little overdone?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, it's one of those weeks where we didn't get a whole lot of economic news. And when that happens, is we focus on some of the second string stuff. And that's what we did this time, and it was to the low side.
The new unemployment claims, for example?
Well, that's right. So those hit 500,000 this week, which is something of a milestone. Thing is, I think the reason they're up is that GM did not lay off workers this year during the usual plant shutdown period. And this is the week they should have hired them back. There are seasonal adjustments that offset things that happen every year. So those seasonals pushed the numbers upward because GM didn't hire them back and take them downward. The result was a spike. I think it'll reverse next week.
Okay. So it ain't good, but it maybe is not that bad.
Exactly.
And what about this, Chris, the big takeover news? We had the world's biggest mining company trying to buy the biggest fertilizer company, Intel buying the security software firm McAfee. Is all that a good sign?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a good sign if you're a stockholder. What's happening is that companies are sitting on a record amount of cash, and they're reluctant to invest it because consumers aren't spending a whole lot. If you got cash burning a hole in your pocket and you're not investing in new equipment, what happens is they start looking around for deals. We had 5 big deals announced this week, and the analysts are saying this is probably going to be the beginning of a trend. We'll see a whole lot of mergers and acquisitions this year.
Well, I hope some of that trickles down. Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you.
Thanks.
Federal regulators plan to punish American Airlines for a week of canceled flights and maintenance problems dating back to 2008. The Wall Street Journal reports the fine could signal there is a tougher regulatory cop on the aviation beat because, as Marketplace's Gregory Warner tells us now, American Airlines might be looking at a record fine.
$25 million would be the largest fine ever imposed by the FAA on an airline. The federal watchdog says American Airlines didn't properly fix some electrical wiring on its fleet of MD-80 jets. For several days in the spring of 2008, the airline grounded the entire fleet. Thousands of flights were canceled. Independent aviation analyst Ernie Arvey says the FAA has taken the last 2 years to decide the size of the fine.
They certainly don't want to put an airline out of business or cause people to lose jobs. So you've got to calculate what would make them say ouch, but what would also be reasonable and feasible here.
Alan Michael is a professor of finance at Boston University. He says a fine as large as $25 million would be a record for the agency, but not out of character.
The FAA has become much more strict about the safety violations. They have imposed numbers of fines on numbers of airlines.
The exact amount of the fine against American Airlines could be announced in the next few weeks, after which the airline will begin the time-honored custom of negotiating it downward. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The midterm elections are on the way, and conventional wisdom is that, as far as American voters are concerned, it's the economy stupid. Well, Australians are going to the polls this weekend, and the same rule holds true down under, as the BBC's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Compared to many countries around the world, Australia fared pretty well during the global downturn. But television ads by Australia's Conservative Party accused the Labor government of squandering billions of dollars on unnecessary stimulus payments. Tony Abbott is the opposition leader.
We will be in a much weaker position to respond to any new international crisis because of the spending spree that this government has been on. I mean, the government likes to boast about its economic credentials. This mob have turned a $20 billion surplus into a $57 billion deficit.
But the Prime Minister Julia Gillard insists her government stimulus measures saved Australia from recession.
Australians face a choice between my economic plan for the future or Mr Abbott's lack of economic plan.
The debate in the US focuses on which party will help the American economy recover. But whichever side wins Saturday's election in Australia will assume control of an economy with some considerable strength, powered by exporting minerals to China. In Sydney, I'm Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
And finally, as for summing up the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute, I got an email this morning from listener David Lefkowitz, who writes, "When Intel announced they'd buy McAfee, the market reacted with apathy. With mass unemployment, more PC deployment looks doubtful, despite being hacker-free." Well done, David. I'll take it from there. Potash, the big fertilizer, believes that on balance it's wiser to not go combining with BHP mining, so says their investment advisor. Jobless claims rose again this week. There's oil off the coast of Mozambique. There's salmonella, and profits fell a lot for Sears, but not for Dell. A scandal's emerging. No matter the splurging you're doing, your olive oil isn't that virgin. The oil spilled by our friend BP, we thought it was gone to a stunning degree. Turns out it's still there. It's just under the sea. And I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. And tweeting at Bill Radke Radio, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.